ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on Republic. Very interesting weekend for me. Just about an hour ago, I think, ladies and gentlemen, I finally finished my new book. Now it's a matter of making sure it's ready to go to the printer. I wouldn't wish writing a book on my worst enemy. Okay, folks, we may have a guest or guests tonight, depending on whether or not they got my messages. So I'll tell you what, I'm not going to wet your whistle or tantalize you with their names. But rest assured that if one or both of them come on, they are very familiar names to you and people who will be bringing you information you do need to know. If they don't come on tonight, either one or both, I'll certainly have them on later in the week as they're available. In any case, it's probably worth noting that one of the most audacious and interesting and controversial conspiracy theorists of the 20th century and certainly of the 21st century now is dead. Sherman Skolnick died at age 75, apparently of natural causes. Sherman's been around for a long, long time, writing a lot of interesting stories and providing a lot of information that you don't get anywhere else. Just got the word today that Sherman had died. If my guests come on in the next few minutes, if guest or guests come on, I will welcome them very graciously and eagerly. But when I come back, if the guests don't come on, I'm going to tell you a story about Sherman Skolnick that I think you will find interesting. It kind of demonstrates Sherman's investigative powers. I know a lot of you are familiar with Sherman's work. I didn't always agree necessarily with Sherman's conclusions, but as you'll see when we come back after our first break, which is coming up here very shortly, Sherman definitely had a lot of contacts and got a lot of information from people in high places, and I'm going to be talking about a personal experience I had in working with Sherman and working with some of the corrupt criminals that he was trying to, or that he had tracked down and was trying to expose. So let's say a fond farewell to Sherman Skolnick. Very interesting fellow. Paraplegic, spent his entire life, I guess, in a wheelchair. But he brought down some crooked folks in his career and exposed some major scandals. And America needs more like Sherman Skolnick, that's for sure. New book out in which I appear as one of the major villains, Professor George Michael has written the book, The Enemy of My Enemy, The Alarming Convergence of Militant Islam and the Extreme Right. Well, Professor Michael, who is with the University of Virginia, interviewed me quite extensively for the book, along with such figures as David Duke, Willis Cardo, Sam Francis, Jürgen Graf, Nick Griffin, Kevin McDonald, Tom Metzger, Jared Taylor, and John Tyndall, among other names you might recognize. His book contends that perhaps the evil Muslims are forming an alliance with evil members of the extreme right, such as myself and Willis Cardo and David Duke. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that thesis, and it's a thesis, frankly, that the Anti-Defamation League and the Israeli lobby would like to promote to Americans. But nonetheless, Professor Michael's book is interesting, if only because, frankly, the detailed interviews that he has with me and with some of these other people. Obviously, I'm interested in it because of the extended quotations and very accurate quotations he included in response to his questions of me, but a lot of interesting material in the book. I'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back and discuss my experiences with Sherman Skolnick. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. There's a very nice breeze blowing across Capitol Hill right now, and it would be very nice if that breeze turned into a little bit of a hurricane that would just sweep away all these criminal monsters that are misruling our country from their home base here on Capitol Hill. I don't think it's likely to happen unless God himself wills it at this very moment, but it sure would be nice if it happened. In any case, I haven't gotten any calls from my intended, hopefully, my intended guests. Hopefully they may call in the next few minutes, but in any case, as promised, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my experiences with the late Sherman Skolnick, who just joined the armies of heaven a few minutes ago, presumably, or a few days ago. In any case, I mentioned before the break that there's a new book out published by the University Press of Kansas. It's called The Enemy of My Enemy, The Alarming Convergence of Militant Islam and the Extreme Right. Well, I don't see such an alliance happening, folks, as I point out in the interview with me, which has been published in the book, for the simple reason that, well, first of all, there are many people who are on the so-called extreme right, namely one Jared Taylor among them, who are responsible for promulgating a lot of the views, in effect, of these very Zionist neoconservatives, pounding the table and ringing the alarms against Muslims, and as a consequence of that, with the prominence of people such as Jared Taylor, I don't see the militant Muslims or even the moderate Muslims ever finding common cause with the quote-unquote extreme right. Also should be pointed out that the title of the book, which refers to militant Islam, could in and of itself be construed as somewhat misleading, if only because of the fact that in reality, the Zionist power brokers don't consider any Muslims of any type to really be anything other than militant, unless, of course, those Muslims sign on as promoters of the Zionist cause. There are a few who do for the power and the glory and the money that comes along with it, but needless to say, the Muslim world in its entirety is opposed by Zionism, whether they're militant Muslims or whether they're moderate Muslims. I know a lot of Muslims, and they're all moderate Muslims, but they're still considered militant by the Zionists. So be that as it may, the book, while interesting, I think is founded on a false premise, but nonetheless it's a premise that the Zionist elite in America want to promulgate so that they can call people like me and David Duke and Willis Cardo and others traitors for daring to criticize Israel and the power of the Zionist lobby in Washington. You know, this broad brush stroke that they are so skilled in utilizing. In any case, let's talk about Sherman Skolnick. I talked to Sherman once or twice many, many years ago on the phone. He was a frequent guest on the radio program that was sponsored by Liberty Lobby's newspaper, The Spotlight. It was the program hosted by Tom Valentine, and Sherman came on that program many, many times providing very, very interesting stories, and we ran transcriptions of those interviews in the pages of The Spotlight. Of course, Spotlight is the predecessor of newspaper in some respects of American Free Press, the newspaper that I now write for on a regular basis. Do check out American Free Press, its website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. In any case, there was one instance many years ago where Sherman called The Spotlight and said, I have a story for you. He said, I'm working on it right now, but I need your help in Washington. Help the Spotlight to run down some of the details. Sherman had information regarding the scandal, the burgeoning scandal, of the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, or maybe it was the Bank of Commerce and Credit International. In any case, it was popularly known as BCCI. And Sherman, who was based in Chicago, had information that he had gained from his friends in the intelligence community, and he had contacts everywhere, in the CIA, the Mossad, the FBI, law enforcement, you name it. Sherman had contacts everywhere. Sometimes maybe they were passing him disinformation. Sometimes they were lies, but nonetheless, Sherman had his contacts. And he told us, very frankly, told us the Spotlight, that he had the names of, I think it was roughly 15 or 20 members of Congress who had been bribed by BCCI. Now, just as an aside, folks, BCCI is remembered to have been a Islamic bank, a Muslim bank run by Muslims, Pakistanis, and with major investors from some of the royal families of the Arab Middle East. Now, it should be pointed out, however, that that was largely a cover story, although, in fact, a lot of major Arab families and financial interests had invested in BCCI. The bank was actually being used, probably not to their knowledge, but perhaps to the knowledge of some of them, to carry out covert, to fund, that is, covert operations of the Israeli Mossad and the CIA, acting alone and together. So although the scandal, when BCCI went down, BCCI was remembered as a Muslim bank, there was a little bit more to the story. And we reported on that in the Spotlight, and I've written about it myself, I believe in American Free Press, and I think even in one of my books, I'm getting so old, folks, I don't always remember where I've written about it. In any event, Sherman had the names of, as I say, roughly 15 members of Congress who he was absolutely certain, based upon his information, had been bribed by BCCI. Sherman gave us the names of those members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate. I personally made telephone calls to two of those congressional offices and asked them flat out, is your congressman or is your senator being bribed by BCCI? Well, here's what's interesting. One of those offices I called was the office of Congressman Dan Rostenkowski, very prominent, very powerful Democrat from Sherman's home base in Chicago. And, of course, Congressman Rostenkowski's office said, oh, that's ridiculous. Congressman Rostenkowski is a tower of integrity, and he would have no, absolutely no contact or criminal activity with any such corrupt banks. Okay, well, you know, congressman from Chicago, you know, you kind of have to wonder, well, okay, of course, what are they going to say to me? Oh, yes, Congressman Rostenkowski's being regularly bribed by BCCI. Well, okay. Then there was another name which I found very, very interesting. And this name is going to shock a lot of the listeners. I almost hate to bring it up. I know there's a lot of people out there who like this man who serves in the U.S. Senate today. He's a very conservative Republican, a strong supporter of the Bush administration. His name, Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah. Huh, I said to myself, boy, this is an unusual name to find linked to a Muslim banking scandal. I mean, Senator Hatch is a former Mormon bishop, highly regarded in the state of Utah. Well, not as much as he used to be these days, but back in those days he certainly was. And with some trepidation, I called Senator Hatch's office and said, you know, my information is that Senator Hatch has been bribed by BCCI. And, of course, their reaction was, oh, how ridiculous. Senator Hatch never does anything naughty. He's a very fine man, a tower of integrity, blah, 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 blah. Well, again, of course, I didn't expect them to say, well, yeah, Sherman Skolnick's right. Senator Hatch is on the pad of an international bank that's tied up in a massive corruption scandal. I mean, you know, that's how it works. But, you know, folks, when you're going to do a story, publish a story which links someone to such activity, you know, it really is incumbent upon a writer to contact that person and ask for their comments. Well, as it was, folks, I hate to say this, those of us the spotlight were kind of chicken. You know, we published a lot of controversial stories over the years, and we got sued for them. Of course, we beat back most of those lawsuits. But in any case, we decided not to run Sherman's story. It was just so explosive, and it just seemed like it was something maybe we should let go for a while till we got some further information on it. Well, if you recall the BCCI scandal, it started to break in the news. And guess what, folks? About 6 or 8 months later, after the BCCI scandal broke, really took hold, guess who was linked to BCCI? Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah. The same wonderful conservative, devout Mormon, former Mormon bishop, great right-wing conservative, his name was tied to BCCI. Sherman Skolnick obviously had some information there, folks. We didn't run it in the spotlight. I wish now we had, because we would have broken that very controversial story. When we come back, I'll talk about this a little bit more, and then I guess we'll go to the phone. You can call in here, folks, at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. More about Orrin Hatch and about Congressman Rostenkowski when we return. scandal, corruption.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Well, before we went to the break, folks, and I'm still kind of hoping we might get our intended guest here tonight, but I don't think he's going to show up. Well, that's just as well because we can have him for a full hour or several other hours, several nights this week. So I'll continue with my story regarding Sherman Skolnick's inside information about the connection of Senator Orrin Hatch and Congressman Dan Rostenkowski to BCCI, because it's a very interesting story in several respects. In any case, as I say, I had called Congressman Hatch or Senator Hatch's office, and they thoroughly denied that he had any connection whatsoever to BCCI, but some 6 to 8 months later, his name was all over the news in connection to BCCI. And terms like bribery and influence peddling, they were floating around Congress or Senator Hatch. But you know what? There were never any charges. Now, perhaps that means that Senator Hatch was totally innocent. But it doesn't always mean that, folks. But I can tell you this much. There was a very interesting phenomenon. Senator Hatch had been a member of the U.S. Senate who was very critical of the FBI and the Justice Department and just of our whole so-called justice system in general. He had a very healthy suspicion of police state power and was probably, until the time of the BCCI scandal, probably one of those people in Congress who could be relied upon to be suspicious of the intrigues of the powers that be in Washington. But you know what, folks, I noticed after that, after the BCCI scandal went away from the circles surrounding Orrin Hatch, that Senator Hatch was suddenly very, very friendly to anyone who was nominated for Attorney General or any ventures that the Justice Department and the FBI wanted. Senator Hatch was like a very well-trained dog. Very, very interesting. Tough-talking man suddenly became a pussycat, I should say, when it came to criticizing the Justice Department, criticizing the FBI. The fact, ladies and gentlemen, you can research it out for yourself, not my imagination. Then there's Congressman Ross Dinkowski. Well, everybody remembers that he went down in the so-called House banking scandal. There was all sorts of corruption in the Congressional Bank. There was a bank there for Congress. Congressmen were, you know, kiting checks and trading in stamps for cash and all sorts of outrageous things. And some pretty ugly members of Congress, like Vin Weber, a Republican from Minnesota, he's now a big-shot member of the Council on Foreign Relations and head of the so-called National Endowment for Democracy. He was a guy who tried to block a congressional investigation of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. Well, he got caught up in the House bank scandal and gave up his House seat. And so did one of the biggest Zionist agitators on Capitol Hill, Congressman Stephen Solars of New York. And of course, Congressman Ross Dinkowski went to jail. All sorts of charges were leveled against Congressman Ross Dinkowski. They all had to do with the House bank scandal. None of them had to do with BCCI. But here's the punchline, folks. In the course of that wide-ranging investigation into Congressman Ross Dinkowski, it turned out, never charges brought here, folks, it turned out that two of Ross Dinkowski's daughters had no-show jobs at the Chicago Board of Trade. In other words, his daughters were getting fat salaries from the Chicago Board of Trade, but they didn't have to show up to their jobs. Well, guess what, folks? Sherman Skolnick had specifically told me in our telephone discussion and in the written material that he provided in Spotlight that one of the means whereby which BCCI was bribing members of Congress was through the mechanism of the Chicago Board of Trade. That's right. Sherman Skolnick was on target. He was on target regarding both Senator Orrin Hatch and Congressman Ross Dinkowski. Now, unfortunately, I don't have that list anymore of all those members of Congress that he provided to the Spotlight, but from my own personal experience following through with Sherman Skolnick's information, I had a very interesting experience there, which I think is interesting and which I've just outlined to you. Sherman Skolnick, as I say, didn't always agree with a lot of the conclusions he reached, but he was a guy who had some contacts, a lot of contacts, and he put his information out there and let people reach a final judgment for themselves. Very interesting, folks. You know, there's so much information floating around out there. We have to be very careful with it. Look at it very carefully. Well, we have a caller, and we will come back to him when we return. And as promised, I think I'll also tell you a little bit about the legend of the Rockefeller family being Jewish. I don't believe it, folks, but we'll talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Anti-Corruption Hour here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, where corruption reigns and reigns, R-E-I-G-H-N-S and R-A-I-N-S. We got a call off the air from our friend, the master prophet, Jim Floyd. He now calls himself Congressman Floyd. He says he didn't want to go on the air tonight, but he says he's going to send a large donation as soon as it thaws out. Well, for those of you who haven't been following the news, what the congressman, or what the master prophet, we should say, is referring to is the fact that the FBI Congressman Jefferson of New Orleans under investigation. They caught him on tape, on videotape, accepting $100,000 in marked bills from a undercover informant. And then when the FBI decided to check out his house, they found $90,000 of that $100,000, that same money, that is, in his refrigerator. I guess that's as good a place as any to put cold cash. Okay, we do have a caller, and I'm going to bring him up in a few minutes, but I do want to talk about this legend, and it is a legend that the Rockefellers are Jewish. Not that it really matters what their religion is in this case, folks, because they have been a pernicious influence in American life with all their money. My understanding really is that the Rockefellers primarily got their start here on American soil, financed by American agents of the Rothschilds of Europe. Now, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers of America today do cooperate in the Bilderberg Group and through the Council on Foreign Relations, which is an American affiliate of the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, a Rothschild front. But there's an old legend that's been around for a long, long time that the Rockefellers are Jewish. Now, back in the 1890s, early 1900s, when the Rockefellers first showed up on the scene and became financial powers, there were a couple books written that have been floating around, still floating around, that say the Rockefellers may have originally been of Spanish-Jewish origin or Portuguese-Jewish origin, and that they moved to the Netherlands and then moved to England or wherever, and then eventually turned up on American soil under the name Rockefeller. But, you know, there's never been any substantial documentation for that, although people have repeated it time and time again. Then it's been pointed out that there were members of the Rockefeller family, women who married into the Rockefeller family, who had the name Spellman, S-P-E-L-M-A-N, and people said, well, that's a Jewish name. But, you know, what's in a name? One of the most powerful Jewish Zionist families here in Washington is the Charles E. Smith family, S-M-I-T-H. So, you know, what's in a name? Again, no solid evidence that that Spellman family that married into the Rockefeller family, no evidence I've seen that they were Jewish. Well, now I hear some of you chomping at the bit right now saying that Stephen Birmingham, in his 1971 book, The Grandees, said that the Rockefellers were Jewish. No, he didn't. I have a copy of the book. I read the book when it came out in 1971. I was 11 years old. I have the book in front of me, as a matter of fact, and you know what? In my book, The New Jerusalem, I talk about this legend that Mr. Birmingham did instigate, I'm sure inadvertently, that suggested that the Rockefellers were Jewish. What Mr. Birmingham writes in his book is that the name Rockefeller can be found in a rare 1960 genealogical study, Americans of Jewish Descent. Now, people jumped on this information and began circulating it that this was proof the Rockefellers were Jewish. But I want to tell you what, folks. If you get a copy of the book yourself, you can probably find it in secondhand bookstores. Received a lot of promotion. A lot of copies were out there. If you read the entire book, it demonstrates that the Rockefellers of today, who do have Jewish blood in their veins, stem from the line of Godfrey Rockefeller. He married a woman named Helen Gratz, who was Jewish. And their family members and their heirs were raised in the Episcopal Church and have had little, if anything, to do with Jewish or Israeli affairs. Now, what's interesting is Godfrey Rockefeller was from a separate line of the Rockefeller family. He was descended from one of the brothers of John D. Rockefeller, and he was a second cousin to the Rockefeller brother who lives today, David Rockefeller. So here's the thing, folks. Any traces of Jewish blood in the Godfrey Rockefeller line can't be ascribed to that better-known branch of the Rockefeller family. Now, this is not to say that the Rockefeller family of John D. and David and Nelson and the whole gang, that they don't have Jewish blood, but I'm here to tell you, folks, that despite the legends that have been circulating since the 1890s, and certainly after the publication of this 1971 book, The Grandees, by Stephen Birmingham, you know, despite the legend, it is just that, a legend, and I have yet to see any real proof. Now, that's going to disappoint a lot of people, but my point about this is it's very important to read. To read everything and to analyze everything. I can't overemphasize that. And I want to show you, folks, precisely the kind of mistake that anyone can make in failing to read. This book, The Grandees by Stephen Birmingham, which so many people cited as proof that the Rockefellers were Jewish, you know, I read it back in 1971. And I read that line about who would expect, for example, to find the Rockefellers in the book. And he goes on to say they are there along with such old family members of American society as the Delanceys, the Livingstons, the Goodwins, the Stevensons, the Ingersolls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, going on for a long line, listing of names. You know, folks, as many times as I opened up this book, I didn't see the last name in that one sentence. He went on with this long list of names. He named the Baltimore McBlairs. Apparently there was a very prominent family in Baltimore named McBlair that had some Jewish blood. Folks, I'll tell you why I found that particularly interesting when I discovered this just about 4 years ago. Remember, I first read this book in 1971. Folks, my grandmother was a McBlair. She wasn't one of the Baltimore McBlairs, but she was a McBlair. And do you know that for years, I was attempting to do genealogical research to a limited extent on my family, my grandmother's family. Didn't have the internet in those days, folks, and I was just a kid and didn't really have the resources. But over the years, as I got older and traveled all around the United States, I would look for McBlairs in the phone books, and I couldn't find any McBlairs at all. M-C, capital B-L-A-I-R. I looked all around for them. I couldn't find them anywhere in the United States. You can find them all over the internet now, but then you couldn't. I had relatives who went to Scotland and Ireland and England. They had trouble finding McBlairs. Some of us started to wonder if McBlair was even really the original family name. But the point is this, folks. I had never seen the name McBlair until in any book or in any place until just a couple years ago when I picked up this book by Stephen Birmingham and read about the Baltimore McBlairs. And the point is this, folks. I was so caught up in that reference to the Rockefellers that I ignored the very last line. I didn't read to the end of the sentence. And, you know, I'm a pretty voracious reader, folks, and a very careful reader, but somehow I missed that. And that's why I say it's so important to read because, you know, you may miss some subtle details. May miss some subtle details, folks. And I certainly did. And, I was embarrassed when I realized that I'd missed it. But like I say, it all comes down to that very important point that you got to look at all the details. I hope somebody out there learned a lesson from this little story. Okay, we do have a caller who's been sitting patiently, Mike from Maryland. Mike, why don't you come on up?
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask a couple questions about a couple of congressmen, if I may. But first, I'd like to mention, I think I heard your buddy Jim Floyd on C-SPAN Sunday morning.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you did.
And he had his usual wit about him when he called up. I managed to call in, too. They had this guest on there, some liberal. I guess they're trying to prove how macho they are with dealing with the terrorism. I called up. I said the best way to deal with, you know, to stop terrorism is to get rid of the FBI, CIA, MI5, M6, MI6, Mossad, FSB, and you go a long way towards stopping 90% of it.
Well, Mike, I'm going to go over to the National Security Agency tomorrow and check out your phone records.
if I'm not on the SHIT list by now, I never will be. But at any rate, though, I mean, I've always said that if you can't bribe a congressman, you can always blackmail him. Of course, that's not true in every case. But I wanted to ask about, you know, a couple of congressmen, you know, like recently Harry Reid, in the 80s, he was anti-illegal immigrant and was so chagrined over the amnesty in 86. And now he's done such a 180 that he says it's racist to make the English language our national language. So he's like he's done a complete 180 on it. I'm just wondering, did somebody get to him or what?
I wouldn't even hazard a guess on that one. It could very well be. I mean, to be completely honest, let's look at Harry Reid. Harry Reid is a senator from Nevada. Now, guess who runs Nevada? You know where Nevada is. That's Las Vegas. And I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you that the mafia does not run Las Vegas. I'll tell you who is the big power behind the casinos in Las Vegas. They are not Italian Americans. And you know my source on that? I've written about this in my book, The New Jerusalem, citing some professors at the University of Nevada. They say that the real people in charge of the big casinos are Jewish American businessmen. That the whole idea of the mafia running the Chicago or running the casinos in Las Vegas is nothing but a myth. So when you consider the fact that that is one of the primary powers in the state of Nevada, you might understand what the influences are on Senator Reid. Now, that's just one influence. You know, don't forget, if you ever saw the famous Godfather films, they showed a scene of a member of the Senate from Nevada being blackmailed by organized crime. Of course, in that mythical Hollywood film, it was an Italian-American crime family. But, you know, that story was apparently based on something that evidently was rumored in the history of Nevada. So I'm not saying Harry Reid's being blackmailed, but bottom line is, Mike, your point is well taken that Senator Reid has changed his tune.
That's weird. Well, what about Gary Condit? I've always thought there's something weird about that. You know, his girlfriend being murdered, and they had like dozens of police at times searching for her body, and this clown couldn't even get rid of a gift he gave her, throw it away in a dumpster without being spotted. So,
well, you know, I tell you what, there were a lot of stories floating around about the Chandra Levy affair, and I personally never made up my mind as to what really did or did not happen. A lot of people assume, you know, the easy thing to assume for many of us, because we don't really have a great deal of respect for members of Congress, the easy thing to assume is that he must have been guilty of something above and beyond having an affair with her. But, you know, it could very well be that that someone was out to get him. I mean, don't forget, Jim Traficant sitting in a federal prison cell right now, sentenced to 9 years in jail. And, you know, I am absolutely convinced, having studied the case very carefully, that it was a thoroughly fraudulent and trumped-up case against him. So just because someone is convicted and sentenced to jail doesn't necessarily mean they're guilty of the crimes of which they've been accused. Just as I pointed out, Congressman Ross Sinkowski went to jail for some petty ante crimes, but the big crime, so to speak, the one that tied back to BCCI, apparently, was never prosecuted. So you have to keep in mind that sometimes when you hear somebody's guilty of something and is convicted of it, that doesn't necessarily mean they've charged him with everything. And like I say, I don't know what to make of Gary Condit.
Well, I just figured somebody didn't like the way he was voting, or he crossed somebody the wrong way.
Well, that's a good guess.
And that was the most expedient way to get rid of him, because, you know,
he had been relatively popular in his district, that's for sure. So it's, and of course, they ran him right out of Congress.
Yep,
Mike,
it worked.
Mike, I appreciate your call. I have to move on, though.
Thank you.
We have Jim from Illinois. Jim, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Jim. Yes, Mike Piper here. What's up?
Yeah, how are you tonight? I was calling in regards, you mentioned this Rockefeller family, and I've read about them over the last so many years. You know, it's funny, AFP, maybe a year back or so, I think it was Jim Tucker that came out with an article about what their name means, and comparing with the Rothschilds, which means Red Shield in German. And he says that in the article that the Rockefeller name means Ryfield, as I remember. And there are always, usually at least, two names for Jewish people in whatever ethnic name they pick, whether it's German or English, such as Summer Redstone.
Right.
Thunder Redstone, I think. And that, of course, leaves me suspicious. And plus, their interest in Israel, that they, I understand they have all kinds of money invested there, and they have even a certain amount of power. I don't know if it's to the extent of the Rothschilds, but they do have a lot.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, first of all, I don't think that, that Jim Tucker wrote that in AFP. It could very well be, but and it does sound vaguely familiar to me. But,
yeah,
again, that's really, it's not proof of anything. As far as Rockefeller interests in Israel, I'm not really familiar with any of that. It could very well be. But, you have to look at it in the context of the Rockefellers being a very powerful American family. And as I pointed out, they received a lot of their financing in the early years through Rothschild interest. So, Jim, if you want to hang on over the break here, we'll let you hang on, and we'll continue this discussion. And we have another caller, Chris from Texas. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Sattler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We have Jim from Illinois, and we were discussing the question about the Rockefellers that always seems to fascinate people. Jim, you heard what I had to say in response to your comments. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I remember there was an article on the Bilderbergs, and Tucker never concluded whether or not they were Jewish. He just mentioned what their name was, and I was only saying it left me with a strong suspicion that they could be. And they even, looking at some of the members of the family, they look like it, and I don't know if that means everything either, but in my heart, I believe they are. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you know, the bottom line of it is, whatever their ethnic origin, you know, the fact is that the Rockefeller family, the key figures have died out, with the exception of David, and he's like about 85 or 88 years old. The fortune has been substantially dissipated. Much of it has gone into foundations. They are probably a phenomenon of the 20th century. And in the 21st century, the Rockefellers are just going to be they're going to still have a lot of money in the extended family, but they are they're legends of the past. You know, when J.P. Morgan died, and he was an agent of the Rothschilds, he had very little money to his name. He had always been a front for the Rothschilds. So that's the story on that, Jim. I'm certainly going to keep my eyes open for further information. Let me try to pull in our last caller for the evening, Chris, calling from Texas. Chris, come on up.
Doing all right, Mike?
I'm doing all right. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm working. I deliver Chinese food here in Central Texas.
Well, I like Chinese food. Save some chicken with cashews for me.
So, yeah, I get to pick you guys up on the local micro here in Central Texas.
Oh, good.
Yeah, awesome. Anyways, the other day you had a show, I guess, where people were calling in, and I'm sorry if this is not on topic, but you wanted people to kind of, I guess, give you constructive criticism.
Please do, yeah.
On the show. I don't know if I can tell you what to do or how to format, but I can tell you, and I don't want to offend you, but honestly, as I listen every day, all day long throughout my course of my shift, whenever I tune into your show, I hear a lot about Jews. I'm not a Jew, and I could care less, but the point is I don't find very much actionable information. A lot of it's anecdotal and finger-pointing as to who is doing what, but I just don't find anything constructive or actionable about your show.
Well, that's a very interesting comment. Now, of course, you know, my focus in writing has always been on the question of the Middle East and the power of the Israeli lobby. So as I said at the very beginning of this program when it was launched, that I was going to focus a lot on that, and I would add further that it's a very important issue because, you know, we are in the Middle East right now. Americans are dying because of Israel, and if we go to war against Iran, it's also because of Israel, and if we get further terrorist attacks in this country, if they really are originating from the Middle East, it's because of Israel. Now, the Republic Broadcasting Network ideally should not be only listened to by people who already know about these topics and others, but hopefully it's reaching out to a lot more people. The actionable thing is for people to spread this information and spread this anecdotal details so that people can hear more about it. Chris, obviously, we're running out of time, but if you want to call in tomorrow or some other night, we'll talk about it further. I'm glad to do it. This
All
is
right,
an open forum. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to the folks at RBN. Tune in tomorrow night, and hopefully our special guest or guests will arrive. In any case, this is Michael Collins Piper signing off for the evening.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.